Thank you, David. And here's another story from Dipple and Conway. A publishing manager has praised an eye treatment which is believed to be built on a concept created by an ancient civilization. Martin Faulks, 37, of Norwich, said he is no longer affected by short-sightedness after trying a form of sight correction pioneered by the Chinese thousands of years ago. Mr. Faulks was forced to abandon daily contact lenses, which he had worn for years due to problems with dry eyes and the resulting discomfort with the lenses. He was concerned about the long-term effects of laser eye surgery, so Mr. Faulks instead turned to Ortho K, after meeting with Norwich optician Damien Conway. Ortho K aims to correct short-sightedness by sleeping with special contact lenses, which are then removed when the wearer wakes up. It means no lenses or glasses are needed during the day. Mr. Faulks said, "I think this should be the front line for vision correction. It is as easy as cleaning your teeth and leaves you with good vision all day." To learn more about Ortho K, visit www.orthocleanses.com. I'll spell that www.orthocleanses.com.
Hundreds of trees were planted along Norfolk riverbanks in a scheme aiming to cool watercourses to reduce the impacts of climate change on wildlife. The Norfolk Rivers Trust, working in partnership with the Environment Agency, is planting 1,300 trees along the banks of the River Bure and the River Yare under the Keeping Rivers Cool initiative. The project aims to reduce water temperature in the river by providing shade and also to create new food sources for the many organisms found in freshwater ecosystems. The trees can also help reduce flood risk by keeping soil permeable through their root structures. Norfolk Rivers Trust project officer Liam Reynolds said, "We're planting all our trees in the riparian zone, essentially the first metre of the riverbank. By planting there, they overhang the river, which reduces the impact of hot summers and climate change as much as possible, and the knock-on effect on the various species of fish and invertebrates. By planting the trees, we expect the water temperature to stop rising. With hotter summers predicted in the future, it's likely the temperature of rivers will increase." The tree planting was carried out with the help of 20 volunteers from the Norfolk Rivers Trust and the Conservation Volunteers. Mr. Reynolds said, "Without volunteers, we wouldn't have the manpower to do what we do, so we're extremely grateful to the people who give up their time to help." If you want to volunteer for future Norfolk Rivers Trust projects, contact Liam Reynolds on 01263 711 299. That's 01263 711 299.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website. That's cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in the wallet, and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday. Not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember, also included this week, is your EDP Norfolk Memory Stick.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Jane Evans and
David Cook.